elsewhere. The Action for Liberty and Economic Development has appealed to members of Parliament on the Joint Committee of Legal and Defence, which is scrutinising the Protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026, to drop it because it does not pass the constitutional threshold. Appealing before the committee, Association's legal officer Timothy Kayanja noted that sovereignty cannot be legislated because it rests in the Constitution and the people.
Parliament can only use its powers, invoke its powers under Article 79 of the Constitution to only deal with its threats to the sovereignty, but not giving a new character to sovereignty. We are making a very big mistake because this bill from the onset do not pass the constitutional threshold.
The Protection and Sovereignty Bill 2026 seeks to, among other things, strictly regulate foreign funding and influence over local non-governmental organizations, individuals and organizations aiming to protect national sovereignty. It mandates registration for agents of foreigners, requires ministerial approval for foreign funding, and imposes severe penalties, including up to 20 years in prison for violating these controls.